This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire once again, bringing you positive news you don't hear in the mainstream media. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm a very, very, very positive guy. But how do I know that? I know that because everybody sends me emails and says, thank God for Wayne Root. Back in 2016, they all said, thank God, we never would have expected Trump to win except for you. In our darkest hours, you always kept us pumped up. You always made us believe. And then it happened. And I've gotten those same emails for 3 years now. What a positive guy. Thank you for being the positive light of the conservative movement. Thank you for making us think positive when all else is lost again and again and again. When you think Trump's going to be impeached. When you think they're going to drive Trump out of office. When you think we're going to lose elections. Wayne Root's always there to keep you positive. So I know I'm a very positive guy. But I, Wayne Root, the positive guy, the ultimate positive guy, the unreal positive guy, the guy who always expects the best. If I just tuned into the evening news, I would commit suicide. Just watching the news, or CNN, or MSNBC, is enough to make you want to slit your wrists. All you hear is death, and the death count, and the amount of people who are getting it, and oh my God, it's out of control, and oh my God, we'll be locked up for months, and the same people who said, oh my God, it's out of control, and we got to be locked up for months, are now saying, it'll be dead in the summer, but it's going to come roaring back in the fall and the winter. How do they know? First, they didn't think it would die in the summer. Now they're certain it's going to die in the summer. But it's coming back in the fall. They want to make you crazy. They want to ruin this economy. They're trying their best to destroy the greatest economy in the greatest country in the history of the world. And I'm not going to let them. And I'm not going to let you let them. They're lying. Lying. All you see is negativity. All you see is this person died, and that person died, and that person died. For every person that died, there's 20 recovering. There's 50 that didn't get it. Why do you have to only hear about the ones who die? Here's a shock report that's out that you'll never hear on the news tonight. The EU, European Union, total deaths per week for all 24 reporting countries combined is lower than the normal weekly rate in every age group. The EU is now reporting that total deaths per week for all 24 countries combined is lower than the normal weekly rate in every single group. I'm sure I know why. I can guess why. Everyone's staying home, so there's no more car accidents, so there's all these people dying from coronavirus, but more people normally die in car accidents. More people die of the flu. More people die of violent crime all over the world. But they're all home now, scared of coronavirus, and nobody's mugging and killing people. This is the most absurd thing I've ever seen. Is it a hoax? No, I've made it clear. It's very real, and there are really people that are dying. And I'm sure, God forbid, someone you know, I know, is going to die from this. But I know the guy in Vegas who committed suicide after he had to close his business and lay off 24 workers. Isn't that worse than if he had gotten coronavirus with a 99% chance of surviving and coming back full big time? Instead, he's dead. He's dead. He committed suicide because his business meant that much to him. And laying people off meant that much to him. And this is going to happen all over the world. We're creating an economic disaster. It doesn't make sense. The Euro MOMO website publishes weekly reports of mortality levels in up to 24 European countries. Over the past few days, due to the growing number of coronavirus cases and deaths, and there are lots of cases, there are lots of deaths. But it just doesn't make sense that it's less than if you added them up before that. But wait, that's just one little stat. I got another one you won't hear on the news tonight. In Italy, one out of 5,789 people is dying. In the United States, it's one out of 157,499. Why is no one telling us that? Hillary Clinton said America first. Trump was right. We're number one in coronavirus. And MSNBC's Chris Hayes said, we are quite literally doing a worse job of containing the virus than any other country on Earth, really. But the number of confirmed cases are because we're testing more than anyone else. You know how they originally complained we weren't testing enough? Now we're testing more than any other country in the world. And as testing ramps up, you're going to find out a lot of people have the disease. And they're all going to recover. 99% of them are going to recover. Some of the biggest, most populous nations in the world have not tested. Pakistan, Indonesia, very little testing. China, I guarantee you, lies about everything. India has not tested. Nigeria has not tested. You say, how big is Nigeria? 214 million people. Did you know that? I didn't know that. The United States is 330 million. Nigeria is 214 million? Phew. In the United States, population 332 million. More than 850,000 tests have been carried out as of early Monday. And 710,000 of them are negative. And as of early Monday, just over 34,000 deaths around the world have been attributed to coronavirus. Seven countries report more than 1,000 deaths. Italy, Spain, China, Iran, and the United States, and then France and Britain. Of the 12 countries reporting the highest number of deaths, those seven plus Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, South Korea, Italy leads not just in overall numbers, but the highest number of deaths in proportion to its population, 0.172. Put that another way, one of 5,789 Italians has died of coronavirus, meaning, let's round it off, one out of every 6,000 dies. Spain's one out of every 7,500. Netherlands, 1 in 22,000. France, 1 in 26,000. Belgium, 1 in 27,000. Switzerland, 1 in 28,000. Iran, 1 in 32,000. Britain, 1 in 53,000. And the United States, 1 in 157,499. Followed by Germany, only 1 out of 163,000 citizens has died. South Korea, 1 in 341,000. And then the liar in first place, China, 1 in 421,000 gets the disease and dies. But that's because they've covered up all their deaths. They had it the worst of anyone in the world, and they covered it all up. China's the biggest liar that ever lived in the history of the world. And I got some news for you about China, too. I've written a commentary about China with a little help from my great friend Doug Miller. And I'm going to put China in its place a little bit later in the show. Can you believe those numbers? We are freaking out and losing our economy and losing our country, and businessmen are committing suicide. When, number one, we've already got this anti-malaria drug in combination with the Z-Pak and zinc that is almost 100% effective according to limited studies. In France, in a couple of other countries, and now in America, in New York, the guy I had on this show, the doctor I had on this show will tell you, it's worked virtually every single time. So knowing that we've now got this combination to take on coronavirus, and knowing that the amount of people dying here is nothing like anyone predicted, and it's only 1 in 157,000 versus 1 in 5,000 in Italy, almost 1 in 6,000. And then here's one more you won't hear on the news tonight. The common flu had 12 times more hospitalizations than coronavirus, yet no media hype. This is unbelievable. Why don't you ever hear this on the news? Only on Wayne Root Show. That's it. To date in the U.S., we've had around 20,000 coronavirus patients admitted to the hospital. This is many times less than the number of Americans hospitalized every year from the flu. The number is still rising, I get it, but influenza has led to 12 times more people being hospitalized than coronavirus. Yet we had no hospital crisis in the past worth shutting down the economy. How do you, can anyone understand this? It doesn't make any sense. And now, with the FDA rushing through approval of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of the virus, this is a game changer, man. Why are we depressed? Why do you want to blow your brains out or slit your wrists upon watching the news when in reality the news is good? We're going to be saved. We're going to be OK. Kincaid, if it comes roaring back, if it does come roaring back, obviously if it comes roaring back, we're going to have this oxychloric, give me the name again, I don't have the name in front of me, but obviously we're going to have this new anti-malaria drug, which is going to be the game changer that changes everything. Hydroxychloroquine. And why do we have it? Because Trump is the greatest president ever. The GOAT. The greatest of all time. Because of Trump, the FDA issues an emergency authorization for hydroxychloroquine to be prescribed to coronavirus patients. The doctor I had on the show last week, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, that's how he told me to pronounce it, Zelenko, reported he has now successfully treated 699 COVID-19 patients in New York for coronavirus, and he's reported 100% success using a cocktail of drugs, hydroxychloroquine in combination with Z-Pak, an antibiotic, to treat secondary infections, and zinc sulfate. And on Friday night, French research team led by renowned epidemiologist Dr. Didier Raoult was able to repeat his findings from a previous study. He administered the same drug and the Z-Pak to 80 patients and observed improvement in every case except for a very sick 86-year-old with an advanced form of coronavirus infection. So Trump has rushed it through, and he's allowed a lot of companies to now donate it, large doses of it. This Dr. Zelenko from my show, thank you, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, what a hero, has a 100% success rate, and the media doesn't want you to know it. Why? What is going on? Why do we have to shut down the American economy and everybody go broke? Whose dream is this? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root 4. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant power. powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Richie, coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I reach you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. KBET owned and operated and founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my start in local radio, thank you, Ed. And USA Radio owned and operated by Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Most fan-friendly show in America, WayneRoot at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My email given to everyone, WayneRoot at gmail.com. And you can call in at any time. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Continue on with the really good news. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said yesterday patient zero, the original coronavirus patient who's believed to have brought the virus to New York, who was sick for a very long time, has actually gone home. And he said the number of reported cases is not multiplying nearly as quick as they were last week. So why isn't that in the headlines? Why is that not in headlines? According to the latest census data, here I am in Las Vegas, there are 3,139,000 people living in Nevada. And as of yesterday, 996 people with the coronavirus. That means the whole state is shut down. No one could do business. Nobody working, even though 3.1 million people have not tested positive. 996 have it. 3,138,662 do not. That's not an overreaction. This doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows it causes mild to moderate symptoms in almost everybody. You get a cough, you get a fever like the flu, and most people will recover in a few days or at the worst 2 weeks without needing special treatment. Who said that? Not Wayne Root, not a doctor. The World Health Organization. You know the one that's bought and owned by China? That was part of it, that appears to be part of this cover-up, in my opinion. Sure looks like it's part of the cover-up from the first day. China covered up how bad this was when they could have stopped it in its tracks. And look what this is causing. I already read you, if you weren't with me for the first segment, the amazing news out there. The EU total deaths for the week for all 24 reporting countries combined is lower than the normal weekly rate in every age group. And that in the United States, 157,499 people is dying of coronavirus versus Italy, 1 in 5,798 people. I mean, it's crazy. And then the common flu at 12 times more hospitalizations than coronavirus, yet no media hysteria. And we've now got this amazing treatment for coronavirus with the malaria drug. That Dr. Zelenko in New York says 100% success. In France, they say almost 100% success. So why are we closing down the country? Look at the results. Worse than the Great Depression. The St. Louis Fed estimates coronavirus lockdown could bring 32% unemployment. Great Depression brought 25%. So the cure is worse than the disease. Fact. Fact. If 200,000 Americans die, the cure is much worse than the disease. Because the cure is how many millions will live miserable lives for the rest of their lives? And how many will commit suicide? How many will suffer from depression? How many will never be the same again? This is insanity. Coronavirus job losses could total 47 million, the Fed estimates. 47 million! Which would translate to a 32.1% unemployment rate. This makes no sense. None. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in relation to something where the news is not that bad outside of New York. And in the meantime, in Florida, they arrested a pastor for violating social distancing orders. I mean, if America's gotten to the point where you're going to arrest pastors, my God, there's something wrong with this country. I mean, Marco Rubio's known as a rhino. I'm not a big Marco Rubio fan. But even Marco Rubio said the media seems gleeful about coronavirus deaths. He tweeted out Sunday, some in our media can't contain their glee and delight in reporting the U.S. has more coronavirus cases than China. Beyond grotesque, it's bad journalism, he said. We have no idea how many cases China has, but without any doubt, it's significantly more than they admit to. The media is gloating as the economy shut down and people are losing their lives. Why is that? I asked that question.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the daily coronavirus press conference at the White House, President Trump says the next 30 days are key for Americans.
Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus. This is our shared patriotic duty. Challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days. And this is a very vital 30 days. We're sort of putting it all on the line. This 30 days, so important because we have to get back. But the more we dedicate ourselves today, the more quickly we will emerge on the other side of the crisis. And that's the time we're waiting for. The more we commit ourselves now, the sooner we can win the fight.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 690 points to close at 22,327. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wade Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Liberty isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. And boy, at a time like this, do you need something good to protect your family? Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. What a deal. What a bargain. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna health insurance, and the deductible was $10,000, so I could never, ever get a dime. So I joined Liberty 4 years ago. My four children are members for all 4 years. Liberty Health Share saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year. This is my fourth year, so I've saved $72,000. They paid for my kidney stone surgery last year. That was $27,000 hospital bill. They paid the entire bill. Thank you, Liberty. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you'll be treated with red carpet treatment, VIP treatment. Fran Coombs is with us, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. Fran, this is Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Fine, Wayne. How you doing?
I don't know if you heard my opening segment. My guess is you didn't, but quite a few of my fans are sending in texts and emails saying greatest opening segment they've ever heard in their lives. And basically, to sum it up, I have always said this is a real situation. It's not a hoax. It's real. People will die. People will get sick. But the attempt to close off the entire American economy is crazy. And more people in the long run will be hurt and die in the long run than in the short run that will die from this. It doesn't make sense to make everybody lose their business over the few, thank God, the few, who will get sick and will die. It doesn't make sense to me. And I think all Republicans, or most Republicans, agree with me. And pretty much all Democrats disagree with me. And it's an incredible dichotomy.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think, look, Republicans have been about suspicious about this from day one. I mean, I think we all agree it's a health concern. Is it as big a health concern as it's been turned into? I think the jury's still out on that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's bad. You'll never hear me say it's not bad. It's very bad in New York. I'm from New York. It's very bad in New York, but it's not so bad I would close businesses. It's so bad that I would say everybody who's at risk, who's got a disease, who's got a bad immune system, or who's very old, 70 or over, I would make them quarantine. But the rest of us should go out and earn a living so that America keeps going and the economy keeps going, and I just can't believe that they continue to say, sorry, you can't do that. So let's talk about the study that you had out, the poll that you had out on Friday, which asked, you know, could America get back on its feet by Easter? And obviously we know now that's not going to happen because Trump already said it's now postponed until April 30th. But it gives you a peek into the mindset of liberals versus conservatives. Tell us what Republicans said. Tell us what overall the public said. And tell us what I never saw in your study. What was the number of Democrats who thought there was a chance for business to get back on its feet by Easter?
Okay, well, what we did is we asked folks, you know, how confident are you that this thing, you know, basically we hedged it a little bit. You know, how confident are you that the United States can begin to end many coronavirus emergency measures and start getting back to work by Easter? Okay, well, basically 41% of all likely voters said, yeah, they're confident that that can happen. Now, you know, only 17% were very confident, understandable. But, you know, again, what you were just talking about, 61% of Republicans were confident we can get going by Easter, but Democrats were radically of a different mindset. There was like, let's see, I think it was 28% of Democrats felt that we could get back, were confident that we could get going again by Easter. So 61 Republican, 28% Democrat, more than 2-1.
I knew it. You didn't list the Democrats, so I knew it had to be very low.
Very low overall,
yeah.
But we have seen this consistently in surveying throughout this thing. I mean, early on, Republicans were much more convinced that some of this was panicked overreaction. Early on, Republicans felt that this was basically Chapter 3. Russia had failed. Ukraine had failed. So now coronavirus was getting the big push to hurt Trump. So Republicans are very, very, you know, they agree with you that it's a health problem. There's no doubt about it. But they are very concerned, shall we say, about the government response and particularly the media hype.
Yeah, so I also saw it. It was Gallup. It wasn't you, but Gallup said Trump was at the highest rate overall of his entire presidency, and that 61% thought he was doing an excellent job with coronavirus. So that worries me, because I always think Rasmussen is the one that is the most accurate, and your latest daily presidential tracking poll, only 45% approve of Trump's job performance, down from 49% a week ago. So that worries me a little bit, that yours is so much lower than Gallup. I've never seen that before.
Well, remember, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Gallup does all Americans. We do likely voters. Okay.
Right.
Also, on your show, I have talked numerous times, look for consistency in polling. Think about your own anecdotal experience and your readings and the people you had on your show, Wayne. Most people that like Trump have not turned on Trump over coronavirus. Most people that don't like Trump haven't changed their opinion because of coronavirus. Okay? Yeah, this thing is scary to people, and it's, you know, the media's hyping the hell out of every single person that gets it. But overall, political attitudes about the president, for or against the president, are not changing because of this stuff. So you're seeing a little bit of unaffiliated voter movement that drops Trump down from, say, 48, 49 to 46, 47. But remember, this is a survey with a plus or minus 3 margin of error. Excuse me. Okay, so, you know, Trump, you know, he's down a little bit. But, you know, given the way this has gripped the entire country, it's not like he's down in the 30s or something like that.
All right, I got it. It's nothing to panic about. I just thought, based on what I saw with Gallup, I'd probably see much better numbers with Rasmussen, and I was a little surprised to see only 45 approval today. And I know it moves each day, and I know it gives it 3 plus or minus and all that. But still, I just thought your poll with likely voters usually beats Gallup for Trump, and I was surprised to see it, you know, lower than Gallup's for Trump. I just can't figure out if people have a 61% happy rating. You know, hey, he's doing a good job with coronavirus. We respect him now. How could you not go up with the overall rating at Rasmussen among likely, which is usually
smarter?
Well,
remember what we're asking, too. We're asking you overall job performance, okay? I have no idea what the specific Gallup question was. But, you know, if you ask, you know, how good a job is, we asked about a week ago, how would you rate Trump's performance dealing with coronavirus? Excellent, good, fair, poor. You know, he was in the high 40s and among excellent, good, positive ratings. But again, the Democrats all said he was doing a lousy job. Republicans thought he was doing a great job, and unaffiliated voters were evenly divided. I mean,
nothing's really changed. I
haven't seen anything in any of our surveying that really changes, to be honest with you.
And by the way, no matter what happens, look, if we're in a Great Depression, which I fear we're in right now, a Great Depression, the very beginning of a Great Depression, like 1929, I don't think any of Trump's voters think any different than me. It's not his fault. It's a virus from China.
Right.
This could have happened to anybody, so it's not Trump's fault. I'd rather have Trump in the lead for the next 5 years than have Joe Biden, who doesn't remember his name and gets fed baby food by his wife. I don't want him in charge, so, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
And also, I mean, again, talk about, you know, Trump's voters. Are they really looking at this situation and going, boy, I wish Hillary Clinton was up there on the bully pulpit? I mean, you know, no way. I mean, you know, Trump is, I think most people are pleasantly surprised at how much leadership he's showing. I mean, his supporters aren't surprised, but I think there are other people, and that's probably reflected in this Gallup poll of Americans, that people are seeing, hey, somebody's in charge here.
All right, so have you done any polling on Joe Biden is the next question.
Not recently, to be honest with you. I mean, I think our polling has heavily been focused on coronavirus, as you can well imagine. I'm thinking about doing maybe a Biden-Trump matchup soon. We did one before coronavirus really blasted off, and Biden definitely had the edge on Trump by 2 or 3 points. But we haven't really gotten into Biden. I mean, he's been basically the invisible man for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
So here's the thing I don't get. You know, you guys were so accurate in 2016, and I believe you've been the most accurate poll ever since as well. I always love your numbers, not because I like them, meaning they're what I want to see, because they're realistic. They make sense to me. You have the best numbers in the business. And yet, I'm always shocked. I know you don't want to talk about opponents' polls, but Fox News, whoever their pollster is, must hate Trump like no one I've ever seen. Their numbers are always so low, ridiculously low, like laughingly low. And I just saw their new poll out, and Fran, I couldn't believe it. It said that Biden's beating Trump by 25 points in important districts around the country. Now, are you telling me no one in America knows this guy has disappeared? Democrats don't know where he is. He's in a basement in Delaware. He can't put two sentences together. And Trump's been a real leader. And we know Gallup shows 61% like his performance for coronavirus. How could he be 25 points down to Biden? What kind of games is Fox playing with numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all I remember is Megyn Kelly just ripping Chris Starwalt a new one on the night of Trump's victory of how bad their polling was that night. And I think Starwalt is their head guy, and you know, I'm not going to comment on other guys, but I mean, I think polling like you just mentioned is ludicrous. Suggest that Joe Biden's, I mean, I don't think Joe Biden has a 25 point lead on Manhattan Island.
Yeah, I don't think he has a 25-point lead over Bernie Sanders, by the way. So he's not going to be up by Trump by 25. That is the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen, unless
right,
you make sure you ask kindergarten children, you know? I mean, this is bizarre. Fox News, I don't know what's happened to him, but I thank God for the Rasmussen's of the world, not because you are favorable to us, because you're just fair. That's all I can ask for is fair. You don't show Trump at 80% approval. You show Trump at 45. Guess what? If I'm not mistaken, Fran, last thing, we only got seconds, but Obama, when he was reelected, was probably right around 45, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. His numbers were right in that area.
All right, Fred Booms, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. The website is RasmussenReports.com. Counted as my favorite pollster in the country, RasmussenReports.com. Thanks, Fran.
Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it. Keep fighting.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Just to show you the difference between Democrats and Republicans, how insane. These Democrats are like madmen, madmen. The governor of Virginia, you know, the blackface loser, Governor Ralph Northam, he issued, say, a stay-at-home order for the state of Virginia, which prohibits anyone from leaving home except for trips deemed essential, such as getting food or medical assistance, until June 10th. Until June 10th. He couldn't have said a month, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then we'll see from there. June 10th. And at the same time that's happening, the governor of Arizona today issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of his state. Goes into effect tomorrow at 5 p.m. But listen to how reasonable it is. The order states that Arizona residents must limit their time away from home except when involved in essential activities, work, or volunteering in essential functions, using any services or products provided by essential businesses, and employment if they're a sole proprietor or a family-owned business who works in an office separate but is not open to serve the public. According to Ducey's order, essential business may remain open. And he's only doing this until, I think his is until May 1st or April 30th. I think April 30th. I can't seem to find it, but I think April 30th. So he's doing April 30th. The other guy's doing June 10th. And June 10th says you can't leave the house, period. And this guy says if you're a sole proprietor or a family-owned business, you could still work. Of course. Of course. That's reasonable. That's protecting your citizens, but not destroying the entire economy. They're just madmen. Madman Democrats, they're out of their mind. I didn't say don't do anything. I've never said don't do anything. Democrats have picked Joe Biden to be their guy. By the way, I said over the weekend, I've made thousands of predictions. I stick my neck on the line on the chopping block like no one I've ever seen. I make thousands of predictions since I got on radio and TV. Thousands. And almost every one of them has been right. Maybe I've been wrong like four times out of thousands. And I'm going to make a prediction that Joe Biden will never be the Democrat nominee. Never. He's a placeholder. They all were in shock that Bernie Sanders was about to win their nomination and bring their entire party down, because he admits he's a communist and a socialist and Marxist, unlike the rest of them who are communists, socialists, and Marxists, but have nice little attitudes and smile and don't act like crazy men and try and make you believe they're normal, the rest of the Democrat Party. Same as Bernie, same extremists, but they couch it. They make it seem like they're normal and moderate and nice and they love families and they're not going to tax you to death. They're liars. So they picked Biden over Bernie, but they knew it was as a placeholder. And they'd have to find somebody else by the convention. Biden's done. I mean, if Biden's wife had any class, isn't it Jill? I think it's Jill Biden. Jill Biden would just say to Joe, Joe, I'm sorry, it's over. I'm sorry. I know you're leading, but you can't be the nominee. You can't be. Everyone agrees. They wanted me to tell you the bad news. You can't be the nominee. Your brain doesn't work anymore. There's something wrong, Joe. We'd have to go get tests. Obviously, if she was a nice wife, she would do that. But these people are so greedy and so egomaniacal. They want to taste President of the United States. They want their family to forever be the family of a President of the United States. That they just won't give up the throne. I mean, there's a news story out. Biden struggles to speak coherently as he attacks President Trump's coronavirus response. He tried to attack Trump, but he made no sense. He had to read notes during the interview. This is on MSNBC today. And he jumbled his words with the notes. He said, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to tell. Wait till the case is before anything happens. Look, the whole idea. What? What did that just mean? I don't know. For the second time, he said today, the coronavirus came from Wuhan instead of Wuhan. Last week, he jumbled his words as he claimed to have all the answers during the coronavirus pandemic. During an interview on CNN with Anderson Cooper, he said, I was literally on the phone at least 3 to 4 hours a day with my team talking about the detailed implementation. Actually, he says implementation. How do we get the money? Where do we? What do we ask for? According to the latest Fox News poll, Biden's leading Trump. Right, okay. Something's wrong with Fox News and that poll. Something's really, really wrong. And you know, one of the things that bothers me is how liberals lie and say Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist. Liberals come up with every wild conspiracy theory in the world and no one calls them a conspiracy theorist. Mine turned out to be right 99 out of 100 times. Rachel Maddow said it's nonsense that the U.S. Navy ship will be in New York City soon. And the U.S. Navy ship Comfort arrived in New York Harbor today, Monday morning. Don't forget she was a Russian collusion truther. And a Trump IRS truther. These people lie, and they make stories up, and they make conspiracies up. And on the left, the difference between them and me is none of them are ever true. The conspiracies I talk about turn out to be right. Rachel Maddow, the ship will never arrive in New York. Well, look out the window, Rachel. There it is.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.